USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Two people in the hospital have life-threatening injuries. In Venezuela, health officials say at least 69 people were injured in Caracas during clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The violence erupted after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising against the government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CNN Russia talked President Nicolas Maduro out of leaving the country for Cuba.
Talking to folks in the military, we're talking to opposition leaders, many conversations that have given us every indication that the fact that Maduro's plane was parked on the tarmac and he was preparing himself to depart is a fact.
This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Democrats are pressing forward with investigations of the president. Hakeem Jeffries, the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, says despite pushback from the White House, Congress will do its job.
Well, we will use every available legal means to make sure that the administration complies with our constitutional responsibility to conduct oversight on behalf of the American people.
That oversight includes investigation into President Trump's business and personal finances, as well as other offshoots from the Mueller investigation. The president has made every effort to quash congressional subpoenas, most recently filing a lawsuit against Deutsche Bank and Capital One Bank to try and block them from responding to Congress's subpoenas. Mixed markets on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 38 points, the S&P 500 up 2 to a new record high, and the NASDAQ fell 66 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas lawmakers are trying to reduce the penalties for having and smoking marijuana, but the effort faces an uncertain future, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Texas House has approved a bill to make possession of less than an ounce of marijuana a Class C misdemeanor, and that would bring it the same penalty as traffic tickets. The bill would also let people ticketed for minor pot possession seek to have the conviction cleared after 1 year. But the bill now goes to the state Senate, and that's where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick controls the agenda, and Patrick said as recently as last month, he strongly opposes weakening any laws against marijuana. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Funeral services were held for the Poway shooting victim. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service in Poway, was remembered Monday as a loving, giving woman by her husband, friends, and members of her congregation, and also her daughter, Hannah Kay.
She knew Judaism went beyond the text, beyond the guidelines, beyond the synagogue. She knew Judaism was also about who you are as a person, how you treated others, how you respected and showed loving kindness to all people.
Kay was standing in the lobby of the temple when she stepped between the rabbi and the man who fired several shots. Her husband, Howard Kay, a doctor, told the congregation he performed CPR on his wife and that she died quickly. Treated as a hate crime, a 19-year-old faces a murder charge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.